when the DNA results came back, even Lucas Anderson thought he might have committed the murder. "I drank a lot," he told police defender Kelly Kulik as they sat in an interview room at the jail in Santa Clara County, California. "Sometimes he blacked out, so it was possible he had done something he didn't remember. Maybe I did do it." Kulik shushed him. "Lucas, shut up," she said. If she was going to keep her new client off death row, he couldn't go around saying things like that. But she agreed it looked bad. "Let's just work through the evidence to really see what happened." Before he was charged with murder, Anderson had been a 26-year-old homeless alcoholic with a long rap sheet who spent his days hustling for change in San Jose. The murder victim, Rivish Kuma, was a 66-year-old investor who lived in Monte Sereno, a Silicon Valley enclave 10 miles and many socioeconomic rungs away. Around midnight on November 29, 2012, three men broke into Rivish's 7,000-square-foot mansion. They found him watching CNN in the living room, tied him up, blindfolded him, and gagged him with duct tape decorated with pictures of mustaches. They found his ex-wife, Harinder Kuma, asleep upstairs, hit her on the mouth, blindfolded her, and tied her up next to Rivish down in the kitchen. Then they rummaged for cash and jewelry. After the men left, Harinder, still blindfolded, felt her way to a phone and called 911. Police arrived, then an ambulance. One of the paramedics declared Rivish dead. The coroner would later conclude that he had been suffocated by the mustache duct tape. 3.5 weeks later, the police arrested Anderson. His DNA had been found in Rivish's fingernails, suggesting that Rivish had struggled as the intruders tied him up. Anderson was charged with murder. Kulik was appointed to his case. Anderson tried to make sense of a crime he had no memory of committing. "Nah, nah, nah. I don't do things like that," he said, "but maybe I did." Months would pass before anyone figured out what really happened, which was that Lucas Anderson's DNA had found its way onto the fingernails of a dead man he had never even met.